efficiently accumulating snow. This is a light, powdery snow, the nature that we don't experience a ton here in Champaign County. It seems like when we get winter storm warnings here in Champaign-Urbana, it's often that heavy, wet, cement-like snow that we've seen over the last couple of weeks, going back to Thanksgiving and then the very first few days of December. But it's been snowing very steadily since the mid to late morning hours, and we've already got snow accumulations here of about 5 to 6 inches across portions of Champaign County, and we likely have another 1 to 3 inches to go here before snow abruptly comes to an end later on this afternoon into the evening. So that's the reasoning for the upgrade, the winter weather advisory that was previously in effect here for Champaign County and surrounding portions of East Central Illinois, has been upgraded to a winter storm warning that will expire at 8 p.m. So not a major change to the forecast here, other than the snow is efficiently accumulating here. So that forecast of maybe totals of around 5 inches locally higher is now looking more like, you know, getting into that 6 to 8 inch threshold that is needed for a winter storm warning. So we're still looking at that snowfall wrapping up probably during the late afternoon and early evening hours, somewhere between 4 to 6 p.m. The snow will quickly come to an end, but we'll see those winds out of the northwest gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour through the overnight into the morning hours. So the other part of this light powdery nature snow is that it efficiently accumulates. It also blows around really easily. You're already seeing that outside at times, even in town. And so I can imagine out in rural areas, we're going to be really dealing with blowing and drifting snow, reduced visibility. I see visibility out at Willard Airport is at a half mile right now. So dangerous conditions when you get out in the open, especially on some of the roadways here. We've seen some crashes on some of the major interstates. We've got a closure on Interstate 57 near the Arcola area down toward Mattoon. And we also have a closure on Interstate 55 near Springfield. And I have learned that both of these are fatal accidents. So a very serious condition out there, very serious winter weather conditions. And then when you factor in the temperatures, we're down to 11 degrees here at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and temperatures will be falling into the single digits this evening, and then eventually below zero as we head into the overnight. So with those winds, you know, gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour, we'll be seeing wind chills as low as 35 below zero. And so we also have that cold weather advisory in effect. That's going to run through the day Sunday into early Monday morning with those extremely cold temperatures. High temperatures only getting into the middle single digits, probably a high of around 5 degrees on Sunday afternoon, with temperatures falling again once below zero on Sunday night into early Monday morning. So not conditions that you want to be getting, you know, stuck or stranded out there. It's not going to be safe conditions for people to be coming in, you know, rescuing you from the side of the roadway there. So winter storm warning for heavy accumulating snow. But as we head into the overnight, even after that winter storm warning expires at 8 p.m., conditions are going to be rather treacherous across East Central Illinois with that snow blowing around through the overnight into the early morning, combined with extremely cold temperatures, wind chills as low as minus 35.